Several reality shows are starting new seasons on network TV, including American Idol, The Biggest Loser, and The Bachelor. ABC is trying to revive one of its faltering hits by making Wife Swap into Celebrity Wife Swap. The makeover caught the attention of TV critic Eric Deggans.
When it came time to reboot Wife Swap, ABC had one obvious option.
ABC has swapped wives with pirates, dirt eaters, even hillbillies. And January 3rd, you won't believe who's swapping now. Flavor Flav!
Like so many so-called reality TV shows in America, Wife Swap is actually an overseas import. We can thank the Brits for the wonderful idea of exchanging mothers from different families for fun and drama.
Over lunch, Paul throws Vanessa a lifeline. She'll get out of the house because tonight she'll be his lovely assistant in his magic show.
They also pioneered the idea of creating a celebrity version when the concept got a little stale. Here's a sample of that British show with rocker Pete Burns from 80s one-hit wonder Dead or Alive.
It's the next morning, and it's Pete's birthday, but there's no room for celebration just yet. Whilst Pebbles has her morning nap, under Pete's new rules, Razor must do all the household chores.
ABC will try the same setup on its U.S. version. Rocker Dee Snider switches wives with rapper Flavor Flav. Pastor Ted Haggard trades spouses with showbiz calamity Gary Busey, and actress Tracy Gold exchanges households with singer Carney Wilson. It's train wreck television. With Busey and Flavor Flav on hand, it's a virtual guarantee. But celebrities are also a prime way to juice an established reality TV premise. Just ask NBC, which saved Donald Trump's Apprentice franchise by dumping the unknown business school graduates who once filled the cast. Instead, they created a celebrity edition with the likes of Piers Morgan, Joan Rivers, and, of course, Gary Busey.
I'm very mysterious when I work, and I'm also trained in neuro-linguistic programming, which means I can watch people's eyes when they're talking to me and tell if they're lying, telling the truth, or making up a story that has nothing to do with the subject we're talking on.
Busey has appeared in at least five other unscripted series, including Celebrity Rehab, where a doctor suggested a brain injury might cause some of his problems.
Any surgeries ever?
Brain surgery?
For
brain.
What?
The brain.
What was the problem?
Not a problem. It was an event that happened on December 4th, 1988.
He got in a motorcycle accident which split his head open. Now, some of the odd behavior which once seemed funny may be cast in a different light.
I have what's called angelic interventions to straighten me out when I'm not thinking clearly.
Good for you. Do you listen to them?
Oh, I listen to them. I feel it. I taste it. I am it.
These unscripted shows work best when the celebrities melt down. In moments, they become characters in a bruising soap opera playing themselves. It seems our fascination with fame-tinged drama has created a special class of celebrity. One willing to endure all kinds of televised trials to feed our hunger for humiliating big shots. The only question left is whether we lose a little piece of our humanity while watching celebrities forced to expose their own.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. This is NPR News.